need to break the myth that it is your physical attractiveness that determines whether or not you're going to be cheated on, because that's not what fuels infidelity. What fuels people being unfaithful in their relationships is a mixture of dishonesty and insecurity. Because what's cheating? Cheating is a result of dishonesty and insecurity. Cheating is what you get when someone cannot maintain a commitment that they made to a person, and therefore they violate it out of dishonesty, out of insecurity. This insecurity can manifest in multiple ways. For instance, some men only see women as objects, and they try to collect as many women as possible, and they do this for largely two reasons. One being that they don't understand the weight of their actions, because if you understand how much you're hurting someone by being unfaithful, then you probably wouldn't do it. But the second reason why is because they believe that if they collect as many women as possible, then they will feel better about themselves, or they'll receive some sort of validation or fulfillment from it, when it usually doesn't work that way. There's other forms too. For instance, there are some people who don't get a lot of attention when they're single. However, when they get into a relationship, they suddenly have access to a lot more people than they did before, because that person that they're in a relationship with is supporting them, helping them feel more self-confident and self-assured, and maybe helping them even become more presentable. So for that reason, there are people who cheat quite often when they're in relationships because, well, to them, nobody likes them when they're single. Another example of insecurity are people who aren't happy with being alone at all. So what they'll do is they'll latch onto a relationship with someone because they believe that if they're in a relationship, they'll receive social validation. Therefore, those insecurities will go away. And it doesn't work that way. Your insecurities aren't fed by social validation. And this can go in all sorts of directions, but generally, someone who's in a relationship with someone else, and if they don't like themselves, they'll start to worry, they'll start to become paranoid that the other person might be cheating on them, or simply that the other person might eventually get bored or tired of them. And so they will often resort to self-sabotage, where it's either, if I don't cheat on this person now, then they're going to hurt me by cheating on me, or I might as well make sure I can take control of this pain so that this person can't inflict the pain of leaving onto me. And so this results in being unfaithful. But again, none of this has to do with physical appearance. This has to do with insecurity and dishonesty. And what you'll see is that the main factor driving infidelity is not physical appearance, it's insecurity.